Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
So I believe with no doubt in my heart the Lord is going to raise Caitlin up. Well, He did. After she recovered, I used the Word of God and used these promises of God to get her where she could sit up. I'd set her up in the bed and tell her body, I command her body to sit up in the name of Jesus, and I'd turn her loose and it'd fall back down. I'd done that until she could set up. Took a long time, probably a year and a half at least. I commanded her body to where she could stand up, where she could walk, where she could run, everything. Finally got her eyesight back and everything. But the main thing that it took me so long to master was when we left the hospital, the doctors were amazed that she was breathing on her own, didn't need any life support, but had one thing. They said, the flapper valve in her throat does not work. Now, I didn't even know we had a flapper valve in our throat at that time. But I guess if I'd have thought, you know, I drink and eat and breathe through the same hole, right? So there's got to be some way to separate all that. Is that right, Gracie?
Right.
I mean, when you drink a glass of tea, it goes in and runs down, and hopefully it runs all the way down here, right? But if it happens to go through the wrong hole and it winds up in your lungs, you're a dead girl, right? So I never thought that together, but I now realize there's got to be something in there to make that all separate.
Right.
And I don't know how that works. Still, I don't know how it works. But the doctor told me that didn't work. And so they had to put a little valve in her tummy, and they literally punched a hole in her, put a little valve in there, and then pulled it up. And when that little flapper valve they put on the inside, it sealed with a little hole, about a quarter inch diameter hole, maybe a quarter inch, right there with a little plug in it. And to feed her, I had to take that plug out and pump liquid food into her stomach directly. I told him, I said, no problem. I have this wonderful verse of Mark 11:24. I want you to look at this awesome verse. Look at what it says. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. He didn't say you might have them. He said you shall have them. Is that what he said? Why does that not work for us? You know why I believe it doesn't work for most of us? I don't want to intimidate you, young lady, but when's the last time you used that verse? You don't even know. Ben, have you ever used that verse?
Yes, I have.
Okay. But a lot of young men, 24 years old, don't even know that's in the Bible, do they?
True, I didn't last year.
Yeah, last year he didn't know it either. In other words, before last year, it would have been impossible for you to use it, right, Ben? So see, that's what's wrong with us. Is that right? That's what's wrong with it. We don't know what the promises of God are. You know, just like this young man sitting there that lived out in West Texas, he said from the time he was born until just, how long ago was that you got healed, brother? In February? Wow, in February, all those years, he's had that, and all the time God had healed him way back there, and he didn't even know it until last February. He finally learned it, he stood on God's word, and he got his healing. Now see, that's what happens to all of us. You know, just like me, I've been reading and studying this book, and I believe this promise belongs to me. And so I just told him, I said, well, there's no problem. When I get her home, I will pray Mark 11:24 over her, because it says, and I quoted it, and I said, so that's a guarantee from God. So we come home, I pray over her, I thank Him, I praise Him, I worship Him. The doctor said, bring her back in 2 months and we'll check the valve. I said, no problem. When I bring her back, it'll be working. I was so sure. I brought her back in 2 months and he checked it and he said, I'm sorry, sir, it doesn't work. I said, that's impossible. I said, you got to check it again. I prayed. It's got to work. But he said, it don't work. I'm sorry, sir. It does not work. So I come home and I say, I repent of everything. You know, I mean, I try to cover every base. Lord, if I've done anything wrong to anybody, I repent. If I've got out of my love walk with anybody, Lord, I repent. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to be obedient to your word. Now, Lord, your promises are yes and amen. I know I can pray Mark 11:24 with my granddaughter. And I'm thanking you and praising you for the next 2 months. So I know when I take her back, I know that's going to work like a champ. We get there 2 months later, checked it, it don't work. We go through this for 10 months. 10 months. Every 2 months I take her back. That last time the doctor said, well, it hadn't worked in 10 months, that it ain't never going to work. I said, I rebuke that curse in the name of Jesus. I will not receive that curse. I said, I don't know what I've done wrong, but I have not hit what God's Word says. Some way I've done something wrong. Otherwise, it has got to work. And so I come back home and I looked at this. Let me get down here. Word therefore. Let me meditate on that for a minute. Let's don't go too fast here. Who is this telling me this? God is telling. Oh, what's he telling me? I say unto you, oh, that's me, Lord. To see the way you do it?
Yes, sir.
You take one word at a time and make sure he's talking to you. And then I said, Lord, you told me I could ask for anything. You said, therefore I say unto you, what thing soever you desire. I said, Lord, I desire the flapper valve work in my granddaughter's throat. So he said, when you pray. Oh, that's where I'm messing up. When I pray. I'm praying and then worshiping him and praising him, and then I'm taking her to a doctor to tell me it's okay for I feed her. That ain't faith. That ain't faith at all. That's just like coming down here and say, okay, I repent of all my sins. Now I want you to pray for me. I pray for you and say, okay, I'm going to the doctor. And if he tells me tomorrow or Tuesday that I'm okay, well, then I'll know that I'm healed. But if not, then I know I ain't healed. Well, I guarantee you ain't going to be healed. There ain't no faith in what you've done, is there? No, that ain't faith. Sometimes God will be merciful to you and give you another chance. But if you want to see him do something awesome, you repent of your sins, you stand on his promises, and trust him alone, and you will see the greatest miracles you've ever seen. Just like this one, my granddaughter, after the 10th month, when I brought her home from that, and the doctor said it wouldn't work, it ain't never going to work, I'm going over this verse. I'm reading this verse word by word. I say unto you, what things soever you desire, I desire the flapper valve work in my granddaughter's throat. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So I said, okay, Lord, I finally realized, I said, that's what I didn't do right. I didn't believe when I prayed. So I said, Lord, I repent for my sins of unbelief. So I prayed one more time. And I walked over to her house. She wasn't even with me. I prayed, and God, you don't have to be with somebody to get an awesome answer to prayer. I prayed over here, my house. I walked over to her house. I told her daddy. I said, Toby, I said, have you got anything for Caitlin to eat? He said, well, I've got some applesauce and some apple orange juice. Why? I said, well, let's feed her. He said, Thurman, what do you mean feed her? He said, you'll kill her. I said, no, huh? He said, we just got back from the doctor 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said that valve didn't work. I said, it didn't work. I said, that valve didn't work 15 minutes ago, but it works right now. He said, how do you know that? I said, because the Word of God says it does. Jesus said, when I pray, believe, and it will be. Is that what he said? Is that tough to walk in that kind of faith? That's my only grandchild at the time. I only had one, and the mother that brought her into the world, my daughter, is gone. She got killed in the car wreck. So, you know what I mean. So I prayed one more time after I repented. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. I walked across the street and told Toby, I said, get the apple juice or orange juice, whatever you got, and the applesauce, and put it there on a bowl on the table. He did. Now remember, the doctor just checked it for the fifth time, and it ain't working. It ain't never going to work, the doctor said. It ain't never going to work. But what did the Word say? The Word says, if I believe, it's mine. Is that what he said? So I said, okay, Lord, I believe it's done. I called Caitlin. I said, Caitlin, honey, she was in there in the other bedroom playing with her little doll. So I said, Caitlin, honey, come in here, sit down in that chair, and eat that applesauce and drink that orange juice for Granddaddy. Now, she hasn't had not one thing in her mouth in 10 months. Not one. She sat down at that table. I don't mind telling you there was a little anxiety in the place, I have to say. Even being a man of faith, I was extremely on edge. If I'm wrong, what am I fixing to do to my granddaughter? I just killed her. I just killed her. Ain't no way I can save her. If the Word of God is wrong, she's going to die. And Granddaddy's going to be guilty of killing her. Because the doctor just told him 2 weeks ago, don't you dare put nothing in her mouth or you'll kill her. But I did what God says instead of what the doctor did. And I worshiped him and praised him. And she ate that whole bowl of applesauce, drank about half of that orange juice,
and jumped down and ran back in the bedroom and started playing. And that little girl's been eating and drinking normally ever since that day. When I took her back to the doctor at the next 2 months, the doctor checked the valve and he said, "I don't believe it. The valve is working." He said, "You can start feeding her now. It's working okay." I said, "Doc, I started feeding her 6 weeks ago. That's why it's working." And he looked at me and said, "Mr. Scrivener, you are the craziest human being I've ever met in my life." That is true. That's the way this man up here said, "What a compliment." I will have to say, praise God. If I could be crazy for Jesus, that's okay, right, brother? Amen. You too, yeah. If we can be crazy for Jesus, that's what we want. I want to see our Lord do the awesome things that only He can do. Now then, I have learned from His Word that He made me all these promises, but I have to obey. Now, that when we come back to that one more time, let's go back to Proverbs 3. Let's look at that. Look at what this says, Proverbs 3. "My son, forget not my law." The law of faith, that's the only law we have to work with today. The law of faith. And when you believe the law of faith, then whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, it's going to happen. I mean, that law, almost, I don't understand why we don't get it, but that law clearly says that what I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Is that what he says? That's just like Charlie. There was a man years ago, I had a friend by the name of Charlie, and he was a little older than me at the time, and he was a Church of Christ, and he lived down south of here, about a three-hour drive, and Charlie heard me on the radio, and he called me one day and said, "Thurman, what denomination is your church?" I said, "We're no denomination, we just Christians." He said, "Well, I'm a Church of Christ, can I come to your church?" I said, "Sure. Well, you know, I don't limit nobody, I mean, anybody can come to my church." So I told him, "Come on, Charlie, I'd love to have you." So he came several times, and he loved it. And he said, "The Word is awesome."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled "God Wants You Well," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.